Yeah, why on the EVR, Keep It Thorough Show. And it's an honor because Mr. Keep It Thorough himself, Prodigy, is in the building. Prodigy, what's up, baby?
Yo, what up?
What's up, baby? Thank you for coming through in this rainy NYC day.
No doubt, let's make NYC good and rain make it nasty outside. You smell a stink-ass garbage in New York. You know what I mean?
Keep the bum-ass niggas home, right? Scared to leave their couch?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not for the weak stomach, you know what I mean?
Mob has never been afraid to draw on the hoodies and the Timbs and get on that train. Well, you don't know what you're going to walk into, man.
You know how we do it, man.
You had the best setup. The Bob D. Kellogg got the best setup songs. Like, you guys going to the wrong hood or the wrong projects. Yeah. Those are based off true experiences, I would assume. Some of them, right?
Yeah, don't ever go see a bitch, all that.
Those were fun tunes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Family tunes.
Speaking of family tunes, so you dropped a new mixtape this week, the HNIC3, right?
Yeah, HNIC3, the mixtape, is out right now, complex.com. You can download it.
Yes, sir.
Free. It's free. Look what we're doing for free.
I'm saying, why are you giving jewels like that, son? What's going on?
It's just a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? When the album dropped, that's something totally different.
What makes it different? So what made these songs okay that you was like, let me just share these out? Let me drop these darts out. And,
it's basically the scrap meat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just throw the scrap meat out there, you know what I mean? Let them feed off the scraps, and then we drop the real shit.
You still recording like a monster? Because you guys always been laying like...
Yeah,
you do like you do like hundreds of tracks for a Mobb Deep album, right? And then like pick like 20.
Damn, thousands of tracks, man.
Like your unreleased catalog is like ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, they did a couple of those, like the greatest
I'm about to do a project, matter of fact, now that you say that.
Okay.
I got an album... It's more than one album. It's a couple projects I'm gonna drop. It's called Shit That I Don't Like. And that's gonna be my version of the lost tapes or it's just gonna be called Shit I Don't Like.
Is it really shit you don't like?
Yeah, it's shit that I didn't want to put on the album. Shit that I think wasn't worthy enough. You know what I'm saying?
Word. How do you know it's worthy? When you make it, what's your process now? You make a song, like a lot of cats make songs, you put it in the truck, you ride around to it. Like, how do you decide if this song carries the weight or you falling out of love with it? What's your process with songs?
It's just like a feeling you get. Like, as soon as the song come on, it's just that feeling you get. Like, damn, man. You see the effect it has on some of the people when they hear it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I got people in the studio, certain people that I know is not yes man, it's just gonna bop their head to anything. You know what I'm saying? And they there, and I see them react a certain way. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, we got one.
What are some of the songs in your catalog that you think of when you do it live that you always get that kind of reaction?
Oh, man.
Besides Shook Ones, of course, which is,
a lot
one of the greatest
of
all time.
Getaway is one big one. Yeah. Getaway.
Getaway was strong.
Of course, Quiet Storm is crazy. And Survival of the Fittest. Like that. We got a lot of joints, man, that could definitely do it. We can be on that stage for like 2 hours, 3 hours if you let us do all our joints, you know what I mean?
No, it's just incredible catalog, that's what I'm saying. No, it's good you're sharing even more of it. What's the process when you do the HNIC albums? Like, this is the third one. Take me back to the first one. Like, what was your mentality when you first did that? Because, you obviously had a couple already classics with the Mob, and it was time for you to do the Soul album, but it wasn't that far off from what the vibe of what a Mob album would be. Take me to the process of your mind back when you were doing the first HNIC, like 2000, right?
That was like 99, really. 99. Yeah. We were working on Murder Music and HNIC at the same time.
Okay.
So that album was kind of like sitting there until Murder Music was done. Then boom, we dropped that one, you know what I mean? But my mind state back then was just go hard, you know what I mean? Just keep going like a machine, you know what I'm saying?
Just
keep my brain and my writing abilities. I just thought of myself as like a machine. The label puts their money in and you get the product out, you know what I'm saying? that's how we was thinking, like, you know what I mean?
So did you, at that point in your career, did you feel like you were at your ultimate, like, well-oiled machine kind of, like, ability to make songs?
Yeah,
like,
definitely, because we take it more serious than, than somebody else might. You know what I mean? We like, look at this like, this is our profession, like a professional killer that kills people for a living.
Yeah.
Or a professional doctor, whatever, this is their job. This is my job, nigga. Like, this is what I do. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't have nothing else to fall back on. I don't want to do nothing else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You know what I mean? I keep that attitude all the time. Like, it's do or die attitude. It's this or nothing. And this is my life, man. This is basically, if I fall off or fall short or anything like that, you know what I mean? That'll be humiliating for me. Because to me, Mobb Deep, our career is based on longevity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And keeping it going. That's our formula. That's what we do. That's what we bring to the table. and hip hop. Like, that's what's special about us. That's what the thing that we bring to hip hop. Because everybody got to bring something, or what's your purpose?
You think it's your consistency? Because now, a lot of times, you know, I know you, brother, growing up in Queens, I'm sure you have great respect for Run DMC and groups like that that came before you.
Yeah.
But now you talk to a lot of younger generation. They put the mob above that, some fans, you know what I mean? Or right next to it. Like, that's got to be a heavy honor to that. Right now it's like, you know, Mobb Deep and Run DMC and these type of groups are mentioned in the same breath, you know, as the greatest to ever do it.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't like put Mobb Deep above, like, you know what I mean? The people that came before us, like Run DMC and all of them. I could see why some of the young fans and whatever nowadays could maybe think like that, because maybe their intelligence about music doesn't go that far back, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, maybe, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But, and you got a couple of classics, too. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but nothing's above Run DMC, LL Cool J, Rakim. Like, those are the gods of hip-hop, you know what I mean? Yeah. They started it for me. That was my era, what started hip-hop for me. But then there's no whole other era before that. They started it for Run DMC and all of them.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
No, running them, they kicked the door, and us 90s cast was trying to recreate that. We viewed the golden age. We were trying to live up to those standards, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, that's what we looked up to coming up when we were shorties, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, as we got older, you know, you learn to appreciate other artists too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this new guy, I like him. You know, I mean, he inspires me. Like,
you started connecting to like Raekwon, Wu Tang, certain artists that you know,
exactly.
Very few, but
like that,
you know,
Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas. Yeah. You know what I mean? We get inspiration from them too. And speaking for myself, I got a lot of inspiration from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Not even just on a competitive level, but just
songwriting, the choice of the beats that you pick. How you chose to market and promote, how you chose everything, the whole business all around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole aspect, how you took care of the money, how you got paid off of the project, how everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, all of that inspires me to want to do everything better myself.
You talked about growing it and the consistency of it. What do you think the turning point was for you and Hav, where, like, you know, I made Juvenile Hell, you was mad young, and then when you got in the Infamous mode, like, when did you start feeling like we're not just hot spitters, but we understand this business now, we know how to make songs? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think was the turning point where you guys really felt like this is our life, this is the art, this is what we're doing?
It was right after Juvenile Hell dropped and it flopped, basically.
Yeah.
That was the turning point for us. We was like, we realized, damn, look, this can get snatched from you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fan, they ain't gonna give you another chance. Like, you already put out some bullshit to us. You know what I mean? It was bullshit. You put out some bullshit the first time. Why should we buy your next album? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you got dropped from your label. Why should we give you another deal to make another album so people could buy it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when we felt that feeling, like, wow, we just got dropped, nobody liked that album, that hurt, because at the same time, we partying with Nas at his gold album release party for Illmatic. So we like embarrassed a little, like, damn.
Yeah.
Nas is popping.
We from the hood, same hood.
Made us look stupid. So we really had to go hard.
And it was mostly yourself. Like, how did you shift into that? Like, you guys seemed was real self-contained. I mean, Q-Tip fuck with y'all a little bit on that Infamous, but it was like, seemed like a real growth of the sound, but very self-contained. Like, what was it?
Once you the mind is powerful, man. It's like a muscle. You know what I'm saying? The mind and brain is a muscle, man. And once you tell yourself that you want to do something, and you put it in your mind that you're going to do this, and you don't want nothing else, and you're so determined and so passionate and about it, and you're not taking no for an answer, it's going to happen for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When did you know Infamous was clicking and it was going to be that thing, and like, you wouldn't be denied?
Just when we started making the new songs, because we had that attitude. We like, fuck this, we're going to make some shit. We're going to make our own beats that match what's in our brain for our lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when the beat started coming out dark like that, it was like, all right, this is what we've been looking for that we really can't find out there from no other producers.
Yeah.
So this is what we should have been writing to the whole time. So then once we got those beats, it pulls the lyrics out of you.
Yeah.
Those beats, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it just pulled what was already in us, the lyrics that
matched.
And
probably a little
bit
of anger, a little bit of anger too, obviously, the situation, you know, like,
not so much anger, just like, man, I don't even know how to explain that, but it wasn't like anger.
Yeah.
It was just like,
just the edge.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, you feeling like
determination.
Like you failed.
Determination.
Like you failed. Like you didn't you was just in a race and you lost the race, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really mad, but I'm just disappointed, you know what I mean? And I got to fix this problem because we supposed to be winning, not losing.
Yeah. No, and you won with Infamous. And what I loved about it, too, we'll get back to I'm from the trap. I don't want to dwell too much in the past right now. But what I loved about Infamous was that with the next album, you went with Hell on Earth. I felt like that shit was even darker. Like, you would think, like, okay, well, these guys made it now. They're going to go commercial, bro. But you made this album I felt was even darker. Like, what was the mentality... going into the next record?
Like, to tell you the truth, there wasn't no such thing as commercial back then.
Yeah.
Until, you know, Biggie kind of brought that to the table. Yeah. And Puff, you know what I'm saying? With with their videos, they brought, like, the whole commercial thing almost. You know what I'm saying? To gangster rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To, like, real street rap. Yeah. They brought the commercial shit to the hood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because other people was doing commercial shit, like crossover. You had MC Hammer doing, but that wasn't gangster shit, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Biggie was like gangster shit crossed over. You know what I mean? So back then, it wasn't nothing like that. It was just hardcore shit, you know what I mean? And that's all we was used to. That's all we seen. And you know what I mean? That's all we was living. So that's just how the music came out, especially with that Hell on Earth album, because a lot of foul, negative things happened in our life at that time.
Mm.
So it just came out in the music. You know
I mean,
what
personalized.
Yeah.
Started making good money and all that and dealing with everything that comes with it.
We was making good money. We were successful. We were traveling the world with our whole crew. But at the same time, we dealt with a lot of death. It was a lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff, like personal issues. You know what I mean? Just dealing with a lot of things. Yeah. So it all came out in the lyrics and in the production on that album. You can hear that's probably why people say, dude, that's a real dark album. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Represents that period. Nah, but you've always represented that struggle. So the new joint I'm gonna play right now is from the HNIC3 is I'm from the Trap with French Montana. Tell me a little bit about that joint.
Yeah, so, you know, when I first came home in March, you know what I mean? One of the first people I hooked up with to do songs was French Montana.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Around the same time, we hooked up with Nas and started doing music with him again.
Yeah.
So we hooked up in the studio. We started doing a bunch of joints together. We did like 5 joints or something like that. And so basically, I just decided to put a couple on my mixtape. You know what I mean? For HNIC3 mixtape.
How did you guys vibe? What made it a good collab in your mind? You guys' energy?
To me, it was like his style. His style was like just like simplified. Just simplified dope shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people might say, oh, French Montana, he's not this ill lyricist. Like, he don't, you know what I mean, say ill lyrics and like these lyricists or whatever, whatever. But basically, what he's doing is he's capturing the attention of the people that are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's all that matters. Like, because if you're not capturing the attention of the people that's important, that's gonna go out there and buy the albums and support the music, then what the fuck are you doing? Who cares if you're a lyricist?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm judging it by the mold standards. It's a different.
Yeah,
different
and
ballgame.
To me, he's doing it in a way where that shit is hood. That's that New York hood shit. You know what I'm saying? That's that New York hood shit. Like, to me, like Kanye make music like that to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kanye got that hood shit where it's crossed over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I listen to Kanye, that shit remind me of some hood shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how niggas conversate in the hood only. Like, you know what I mean? Kanye grew up in the hood, like, or
it's
had
his own
very
done
close
language.
Friends. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, let's get into it, man. Let's share that to the world, man. Let's get to this. I'm from the Trap. This is Prodigy, French Montana. I'm from the Trap off that HNIC Volume 3 on Complex. You can pick that up, man. Keep it thorough. EVR.